100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon with the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die .com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories, and you came up with the stories on the topic of every good intention. Let's go ahead and listen to them. And I'll be back afterwards with a few messages. Thank you.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and this week our prompt was Every Good Intention. And here's my piece called Line. Sam had worked at the museum for decades, so long he was like one of the artefacts. One day, in the Modern Masters Gallery, he noticed a nasty smear on one of the pictures. The painter was a local man, long dead, and one of the founders of the modern movement. The piece was called Line. As the title suggests, it was a single black line on a white canvas. Sam had every good intention as he approached it with his bright orange duster. But as he left the painting, it was less of a line, more of a nothing. Thank you for listening. Bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
You know how it is when starting a relationship. You try to show your best side, smile cheerfully, consider the other person's feelings, and, difficult though it is, you don't fart in bed. You've every good intention to cover up the real you, but it's not long before the cracks begin to show. And I'm not talking about farting in bed this time. You see, cannibalism is a compulsion, not a choice. You can only keep it under wraps for so long. Up to the second meetup, in my case. Yes, I'm sorry to say, I ate my date.
Hello everyone, I hope you're doing well, and here's my story for this week. Every good intention starts with a candle, he thought. At first, the solemn emptiness was cold, and the minute light gave him hope, a nervous flicker betraying the uncertainty of the moment. Was he really good enough? Was he worthy? He shifted his weight from one leg to the other. Every good intention starts with a candle. But he doesn't think that anymore. The nervous flicker turned into a blazing nightmare. No one asked. So he never mentioned his candle. And when someone said, "Shall we light a candle, Father?" he always remembered the cold horror crawling up his back. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of norvillejoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 838 with a prompt of Every Good Intention. So here's my story. Sabrina reached out to Bilbert. "You need to take my hand." Bilbert clutched the bedsheet closer to his chest. "Can't this wait until later, like after I get dressed?" Sabrina sighed and shook her head. "The sooner we make contact, the sooner you'll be safe." Bilbert hadn't known he was in any danger. "Safe from what?" She blinked her eyes dramatically. "Demons, of course." Bilbert gasped. "Demons? You never mentioned demons before." "I had every good intention of telling you, but the time never seemed right," Sabrina shrugged. Once we've connected magically, demons will start trying to kill us. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, it's Richard. This is my story. It's called Every Good Intention. It always starts with good intentions, but every good intention has a downside. Be nice to someone, they'll take advantage. They'll spread the word you're a pushover, and before you know it, everyone's taking you for a ride. So, you stop being a nice guy, and what happens? People treat you like crap, make out you're doing them wrong. You can't win. I try, though. Goodness knows I try, but it just comes out wrong. Like this story. I had every good intention to write something positive and uplifting, but I guess today is just one of those days. There you go. Cheered you all up. So until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
I didn't mean to hurt you, but you were going to leave me, and I didn't know what to do. So I locked you in the basement and threw away the key, which I guess wasn't a smart idea, seeing as how I couldn't open the door to give you food and water. I tried to slip them under the door, but other than thin tortillas, I couldn't get any food under the door. I'd axe down the door, but my axe is in the basement. Oh, what's that noise? You found it? And you're chopping down the door to...
And there you have it. A batch of stories on the topic of every good intention. And they were 100 words long. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I sure did. The topic of the next 100 word stories weekly challenge is train. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for a text of stories, archive of almost 17 years. That's right, the 17 year anniversary is coming, oh boy. And, well, let's keep moving. Once again, thank you all for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.